Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, holla. What is up? What is up? What is up? Champion, the last Monday of April 2019. It's your boy, Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com. Great to have you back in it. Hey, let's talk about stumbling forward. Let me turn that fan off. I got a fan going into it. What the heck is going on? Hey, turn that fan off. What's going on around here? Stumbling forward. You know, the entrepreneurial journey, especially the entrepreneurial journey, is not one that is a direct straight line between what you envision to where you're going to go. And I know you already know this, but I want to give you some confidence as well, because you might be stumbling, fumbling, bumbling all around, and you're wondering, oh my God, is this thing, what is up with this? Why is this so hard? Why is this so difficult? I'm not anywhere near the goal and the target that I set when I started doing this whole thing, whatever that dream is to you. And here's why, because that target keeps shifting. It keeps moving around. You know, it's like you aim your gun at something and it moves and you don't hit it. And you're like, why does this thing keep shifting? Because that's the way the entrepreneurial journey is. That's really, even if you're in a job and you set goals, the target is always going to move, you know, especially for people that are in sales, you know, right? I'm not telling you something that you don't know. But what I want to help you with is that mindset, because if you're just standing there and you're not moving, this is what we talk about all the time, momentum. This is why I formed the Momentum Club for all my private clients. We do a bi-weekly Facebook Live in there to keep everybody's head straight about, hey, if you're going forward, you're going to be successful. Here's why. Because you're not going to be knocked backwards. If you're walking forward, can you be, if you start, let's just say, I'm just going to use a football analogy. I know we have people listening in over 100 countries. Football for you might be soccer. You know, football here in the United States is, we have a 100 yards of grass field. So let's say we start at the 1 yard line. And let's say we're zigzagging around and we're going way over to the right to almost out of bounds. And then we're going way over to the left out of bounds. And we haven't really moved. Like, we're going side to side to side. And we're trying to hit this target. And it feels like, oh, my God, we finally get a couple bucks in our pocket. And then we got to throw more money at a deal. And then we got to go this way. And that, before you know it, we've traveled between the sidelines. In an American football field, there is 50 yards. Okay, so if you were to run sideline to sideline, you would have run 50 yards. North and south, if you were to just run that direction, is 100 yards. So I'm just giving an idea how much is involved and how much ground you're covering. So if you run and you're moving, you don't even have to be running. Let's say you're doing this entrepreneurial journey, and metaphorically speaking, you're going all the way over to the right sideline. You would have traveled 25 yards if you started right from the middle. But then you go all the way over to the middle again, and you've traveled another 25 yards. That's 50 yards you've traveled, but you've only gone north and south 2 yards. But here's the thing. You've gone 2 yards. And that's where I think a lot of people lose focus, is that they get caught up in, I had to travel 75 yards just to move forward 2 yards. Yeah, but you moved forward 2 yards. And I think so many people lose that, because you won't go, if you get knocked backwards from the 3 yard line, where have you gone? Let's say you get knocked back 1 yard, you're at the 2 yard line. You're still at the 2 yard line. But if you never get started and you're at the goal line and you're trying to get started and go this 100 yard distance and that, and your target is the other goal line, and you don't move, you're going to get knocked back. You're going to get knocked back in negative. You're going to be in the end zone. You know, and that's not a good place to be, because here's what I do know. All right, I don't know when your Saturday is going to happen. I don't know when this success is going to find you, but I know this much. If you keep moving forward, it will happen. And I also know this much. If you never get started, you're going to be like a lot of people out there being professional, and I mean professional victims. Woe is me. Their deck is stacked against me. I can't succeed. This is the reason why I can't succeed. A lot of people booked a call. By the way, go to launchwithsam.com. If you're ready to talk with me about launching a dream, we'll do it. I'm going to hold you accountable. We're going to create massive momentum, and you're just going to do it. And before you know it, you're going to be there. And you're going to be, oh, my God, I'm moving. Sam, this is amazing. It's scary. It's all those things, but it's why I'm moving. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. Let's talk about your dream and get it going. Only if you feel like you're ready to launch, okay? But that's why when people jump on the phone, sometimes that call lasts a minute. Because there is no way, this is not a professional victim hotline, okay? And I say that with all respect, because some people want to get on that phone and tell me everything, all the reasons why. I got to give credit, though. That's very rare, because most of you that are listening to this show, I got to give you guys a ton of credit. I don't think you give yourself enough credit. You come to the call way, way prepared with your mindset. You just need direction, man. And you're like, hey, and a lot of people, almost everybody says, hey, I'm not using this as an excuse. This is my reality. Okay, cool. I can resonate with that. I mean, I get that. When you say, this isn't an excuse, this is just my reality right now. Finances are tight, going through a divorce, going through a bankruptcy, coming off a bad drug addiction. I get that. Okay, that's cool. Now we, at least we got some place to start, and you're acknowledging that. You're at the goal line. Cool. But don't get distraught if you got to travel a long way just to take a few steps, because here's the thing, all right? It's going to be messy. It's going to be a little bit wonky. It's not going to look like you thought it would be, but that's okay. If you only move 5 steps, okay, but it took you 150 steps to get there, don't fall into the trap of looking at it like I used to when I first got started, and a lot of other people look at it like, oh my God, I need to go 150 steps just to make it these 5 steps. This is cruel. No. You're missing out on the beauty of the journey, all right? The beauty of the journey is you made it 5 steps. You would have never taken those 5 steps had you not gotten started in the first place. And that is the power of momentum. That is the power of the right mindset of somebody getting started thinking, I know this is going to suck at first, man. I mean, I'm laughing because I just remember, I remember the summer of 2007 when I quit my job the second time and burnt every bridge behind me. And it took me all summer to write copy for a 1-hour audio called Every Day is Saturday that I created, was giving away on a membership site. Spent $21,000 on a membership site that I didn't have, took it all out of my 401k, and I made $17, okay? Think about that. Just think about that. I took $21,000 that I didn't have out of my 401k at a 48% penalty, because it's 28% tax, 10% penalty, and another 10% tax, right? So 48%. And I was going to get hit with that at some point down the road the following year in 2008 when I did my taxes. But anyway, I took $21,000 out to create a 1-hour CD that was going to be the front end of a membership site, paid all this programming, copywriters, and all that stuff, launched it, and I made $17. But now I was majorly depressed for about a week because I was like, oh my God, I just spent I don't want to sound like an idiot and think that didn't affect me. Of course it affected me. I laid around in my bed thinking, I just spent $21,000 to make $17,000. That's not a sustainable business model, I don't believe, okay? But what I did feel like is that I finally got something going. I launched something, and I got it going. I got it off the ground. It's not perfect. Matter of fact, it was far from perfect. Didn't make any money. Matter of fact, I lost a lot of money, but I got going. And that, I don't know what that did. It did something in my mind that caused me to be able to build on it. And build on it, because now I was a product creator. I was a product creator. I had a website. I had a sales page. I had the makings of a sales funnel, and I had momentum. Like I had something to build on. I had 5 steps. I took 5 steps. It took me 150 steps to get there, and a lot of money, a lot of anguish. Didn't see a lot of the family that summer, but I got something done, and that's what I want for you. I want you to look back. And you might be in the middle of it right now thinking, oh, my God, it's taken me forever just to get just a little bit done. Sam, you said this was easy. You said this stuff was going to be. No, I didn't say it. I said it was simple. Okay, the concepts are simple. But nothing worth really having in life is easy. And I'm also telling you one other thing. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be damn worth it when you look back and think those five steps, and then you're going to be able to build on that, and those five steps turn into 25 steps. Pretty soon you're going to be the teacher, and you're going to have the service, you're going to have the movement, you're going to have the product, okay? All of this is going to work out for you, but don't get caught up in how many steps it took you to get there. Understand that those five steps are huge for everything, for your mindset, for your bank account, for your dream, for your momentum, for everything, for everything. And I also want to thank you for sticking with me on a very tough allergy day for yours truly. I hope I come back. My voice, I probably sound really raspy right now. It's Monday morning. I'm recording this show. Thank you for hanging with me, playing a little bit hurt today. I'm fired up for you. I'm fired up. Make sure you get on my calendar. All right, launchwithsam.com. I want to talk to you about your dream and help you launch that. All right, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.